And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Mexa is absent this weekend. He's taking a little weekend off, well-deserved. But, hey, I've got a great co-host in the studio with me today. Corey Sandin from MC Swim Baits is here. We're going to be talking fishing, bass fishing, tuna fishing, all kinds of fishing on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them to bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort, because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event? Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. Bluefin tuna are here, and now is the time to take advantage of this amazing bite. The hot jig last year and this season is the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig. It's a totally new concept of butterfly jigging, but deadly effective. Best part, it's very simple to fish the Shimano Flat Fall. Drop the jig down to where the fish are holding, then crank it up 30 feet and then freeze spool. Or cast the jig and let it fall while in freeze spool. Wait for the bite, then put it in gear and wind. It's that easy. The Shimano Flat Fall is a center balanced jig and falls with a wobbling action in a horizontal position, making it irresistible to big bluefin tuna. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flat fall, ranging in size from the 130 gram to the 250 gram. They're back in stock now at your local Shimano dealer. So get yours now and go catch a fish of a lifetime on the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. As I said, Rock Cod Rick's actually celebrating his girlfriend Dallas's birthday. Happy birthday, Dallas, with her on a little excursion this weekend. So I'm doing a solo act here this morning, dragging a little bit here without my partner after the U2 concert last night.
That sounded epic.
It was epic, yeah. It was an unbelievable experience. But I've got such a great co-host today, Corey Sandin from MC Swim Baits. Good morning, Corey.
Nice to be in here, Pete. I appreciate the opportunity.
Great to have you. And what's been going on at MC Swim Baits? Are the bass biting?
You know what? Both freshwater, saltwater, you know, the bay. Been very good spotted bay bass fishing this year. The calico fishing's picked up and kelp coming back. And, you know, we don't have that 76, 78 degree water this year, so the kelp kind of came back. And it's not what it was 3 or 4 years ago, but it's definitely better than it was last year and the year before. So,
and every week it seems to get better and better. I mean,
it does. It's healthier looking, you know, for sure.
Yeah, it looks better, and there's a lot of that the feathered boa type kelp coming back too that you see on the inshore, and then the offshore, the giant kelp.
That feather boa, though, I think actually survives because on the Shogun skiff trip at Benito's, I mean, there was 2 years ago, not one lick of our standard macrostisis, you know, the actual regular kelp bed kelp. And there were, you know, there was that feather boa all in the shallows and actually catching yellows in it. I mean, in less than 20 foot of water. Yeah. So that stuff, I think, survives the warm water, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. And as we come into the winter here, it should just do nothing but improve there.
I would think so. Yeah. You know, I mean, you look at our regular kelp, and it's something that really grows. I mean, you see it up to San Francisco and a little bit north of there. But you think of Monterey, thinking of Monterey Bay Aquarium and Monterey with the sea otters and all that. I mean, that kelp is so lush and thick up there, and you think about how cold that water is.
Whoa.
So you kind of get an idea of what really our local kelp wants to live in, you know. And once you get below toward Abre Ojos and below Point Eugenia, you see the kelp do the same thing down there. It kind of disappears below there. And on the warm water years, you really won't see it down there. But on the cold water years, it's thicker than most, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So what do you think is going to happen this year? I mean, it's hard to predict because this year was such a strange year because they were talking about La Nina. They were talking about normal conditions. Then the water spiked in July, went up to, you know, the mid to high 70s locally here. Like an El Nino thing, they're catching short-billed spearfish at Catalina and Clemente. And then it's still warm.
How about just the last couple of days, a couple bluefin over 300 pounds being weighed in?
Unbelievable.
I mean, come on. I mean, there's so many strange happenings in the last few years with the wahoo and the big bluefin. And it's just so strange, you know. It really is. And we look at El Nino years and we think the most epic ocean kind of thing, but for our local fishery, it's really kind of it puts our local fishery really in the Sahara Desert. I mean, it doesn't like it at all, and you know, to see the El Nino waning is adding a lot of nutrient. That's, you know, the anchovies coming back. You've seen that last year, this year, a lot more anchovy than normal, and that's really a key ingredient to our whole ecosystem here. You know, whether it's south of here, north of here. I mean, it's Frisco to central Baja, really. It's anchovy is really the key ingredient. It brings in the mackerel. It brings in I mean, that's why you see the humpbacks, and it's all part of the same biomass.
Yeah.
You know, the anchovies are feeding on the krill, and the same thing that the humpbacks and all the whales are feeding on, and all the unusual things like that. But, man, the CD El Nino, the last few years of wahoo and just craziness, so historical. And you see these big bluefin. I mean, so many over 100, 200 pounds.
And they keep getting bigger.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And it's really, really neat, actually. It almost brings you back to the Zane Grey days of Catalina. Better than historical, right? I mean,
well, how about this? I was on a trip on my boat 3 weeks ago. At the Coronado Islands, we were at South Kelp Ridge. One cast, you're catching a bluefin tuna. The next cast, you're catching a calico bass.
That's incredible.
Huh?
Incredible.
How bizarre is that? That's like the old days, right?
It is, yeah. And that's, you know, a lot of guys don't realize that, you know, I mean, we've seen it over the last handful of years with bluefin at SKR and at Gunsight and, you know, at the south end of South and the whole thing there. But they used to catch them pretty regular, like at the drop-off in Point Loma on the edge of the kelp line. And my first bluefin as a youngster was in the middle grounds, you know, and
right?
on the traditional with a squid, super light line, small hook, you know, and so fun. It's kind of, it's neat to see that come back and the health of the ocean for sure.
Yeah, and the health of the calico bass fishery over there, even without, there's not a lot of kelp on South Kelp Ridge, right? In fact, I didn't see any kelp on South Kelp, very little.
The thing with that, though, Pete, is there could be a decent amount of kelp, okay?
Down below.
Well, what happens is that's such an isolated area of kelp and hard bottom that it can get current from any angle.
True.
And comb it down really quick to where you don't see it. And even if there's a lot of kelp, when there's no current to actually make a kelp bed, you know, what you see the kelp floating, just the most minimal amount of current will take it down and halfway to the bottom.
Zone there.
And on your meter, you might see it down 30 foot.
Sure.
But it's still 90 foot high, you know what I mean? It's just combed down.
Yeah, which is good for calico fishing, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
That's like the ideal condition.
With current and stuff, but you can have too much current, and it'd be the same as not having enough. So, I mean, there is a happy medium for sure.
So what are ideal conditions for calico bass fishing?
Well, you have to take each area, and each area will have its own key things that will make it good. You know, I mean, you could take, let's say, like La Jolla or Point Loma, and a lot of our coastline takes a down and in current, you know, and you'll hear that from most of the captains. And the reason being is a down and in current usually brings in a little bit warmer. When you have any kind of an in current's good, but when you get like an up and in, you get any kind of an uphill current, it's usually bringing a colder, like an upwelling type of water for whatever reason. That's just the way it is. And being up on your own private boat, you're actually pretty fortunate because on a sport boat, you need that in or down and in to make it happen. I mean, you have to have that to make it happen. Anchor up and chum and have it come out of the kelp, have the calicos come out of the kelp and
to the
boat.
That's what you're trying to do is you're trying to draw them out of, because that's where they live. They live in the kelp, right?
Kelp bass, yeah. So they're living in the kelp, and with the anchovy chum and they bring them out and the passengers can catch them, they need that inward current.
Right.
Well, on your own boat, you don't necessarily need that. You could actually have backwards current, which a sport boat captain might call the absolute worst current in the world. And growing up, you know, and people might see and like an outward current. I mean, that's the most hideous current you could actually have, right? Straight out.
Sure.
But in your own boat, you can make it work.
How?
Well, you'd get to the inward side of the current in the kelp and
up current side.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's in shallow, but it's not where a sport boat can get. You follow me?
Gotcha. Yeah.
And if you just think of like a trout in a stream or something like that, they always have their face pointed into the current.
Sure. Yeah,
so if you can understand they have their face pointed into the current and they're always swimming into the current, that area of kelp, they get up to the leading edge and they're looking for the bait fish and the food. I mean, it could be red crab even like we've had the last handful of years. It could be red crab that's coming in. And so with their face into the current, they're getting what's coming at them first.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you fish La Jolla, you fish Point Loma a lot, right?
That's our primary area here.
You go out there and every day is different in the water, and that's what makes it so cool.
That's the beauty of it. Yeah.
But what are the conditions where you're going, oh, we're going to get them today?
Well, definitely traditional because you grow up with it is that inward, down and in current. Let's say that you've been out a few times in the last couple of weeks and there's been a little bit of dirtiness to it. You know, not dirty, but just a little bit of tinge and dirtiness. And maybe midday there's some type of a current that comes in. Maybe it's an inward current that brings in just a hair bit of cleaner water and a little bit of chovy or something in with it, and it lights them up. It could be that. It could be a number of things. It could be maybe they like the daylight, you know. Maybe it's early in the spring and it's water's chilly, but it warms up with that midday sun. It warms up an extra degree or two to make it happen.
Kind of turns them on a little bit.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, for sure. And that you got to think about that kelp mat, too. It's creating a little bit of warmth underneath the kelp mat itself. And if they have 58-degree water 10 foot down and all of a sudden it's coming up to 61, 62 on the surface, I mean, they're going to get lathered up in that kelp. And So
it's going to happen.
Well, it more so than it would at 58, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what about clear water? You mentioned the dirty water. You like the dirty water. What is, when you go out to the kelp beds, and I've been with you on days like this where it's like just crystal clear, you can almost see the bottom. Is that tough conditions?
It can be very tough.
Yeah.
That's usually not the best of ideal conditions, you know. And a calico is an ambush-type predator. They're hiding in the kelp, and they're looking for something to dart out at, you know, and grab.
They're seeing you.
Well, they're seeing you just as probably as well as you could see the bottom. So so it's kind of your approach has to be a lot cleaner and quieter, and not necessarily it's going to be worse. You just have to be smart enough to make it work to your advantage.
Yeah.
And it actually could draw fish from further away if you're using it to your advantage, you know. So it's kind of, you know, I like a little bit of tinge to the water for sure.
Yeah.
It gives them a sense of comfort. And you got to remember, I mean, unlike freshwater, calicos have everything after them just as much as they're trying to get after everything else, you know. So it's kind of with seals and sea lions and white sea bass, black sea bass. I mean, they're all trying to eat the calicos too. So it's kind of. It's a dynamic kind of a deal, really.
It's a rough neighborhood.
When you take a freshwater guy out calico fishing, their minds are blowing.
Oh, yeah.
There's so much more variable in the ocean.
Yeah.
So many.
They're seeing so many different things.
Well, there's a lot more conditions and variables that come into a saltwater fishery.
Sure.
By far. I mean, we've described a few of them already.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, you mentioned freshwater. You've been doing quite a bit with the new MC swim baits in freshwater.
Yeah, right? Having fun with it, for sure. And you know, having our lakes come up.
A lot of them. You're moving a lot of product, right, to the freshwater guys.
Well, it's, put it this way, to fish a weedless bait, our lakes have come up. You've got 10 to 12-foot tall trees that are buried or on the shoreline. It's just like kelp fishing.
Yeah.
It's like fishing a calico. A bass is a bass, really. And the freshwater bass act just like a calico or the other way. And we start talking like 3, 4, 5, 6-inch swimmers, which are weedless swim baits with fins and the whole thing. And you're looking at a retail price of $1, $2, $3. I mean, it's so affordable.
Unheard of when it comes to freshwater baits, which typically can cost $25, $30,
$40. Well, I mean, honestly, maybe twice as much, you know, on an honest level, you know. So you're
angler, you go out to East County Bait and Tackle, you see a lot of stuff in the $20 and $30 range for freshwater.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, hard baits and stuff like that, for sure, yeah. I mean, it's a big market, you know, for sure.
How do you decide whether you're going to fish a hard bait or an MC soft bait when you're going freshwater fishing?
Well, a lot of what I like to do, like the El Salto trips or local, like going to El Cap or something, or San Vicente, I want to get that reaction bite. And it's just like calico fishing. I could describe it to you, and it's a mirrored image of calico or spotted bay bass fishing. And I want to get the reaction bite. I want to see that fish just like a lightning bolt dart out and grab it. And working the weedless swim bait from the bank through all the stuff and actually fool that fish and get him to come out and grab it. It's like a bluegill darting off the bank that's been flushed. You know, another fish has flushed it, and the second fish, which is the one you're actually after, thinks the first one flushed it, and it's got its opportunity to grab it.
Ah, competition.
Competition. It's just like calico, seriously. Yeah. It really is.
Yeah, you love to go fish El Salto, and what are you using down at Lake El Salto in Mexico?
Are the weedless swimmers.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. 4, 5, and 6-inch. You know, if it's really biting, you could use a 6-inch. And like Troy Linder was down there. He actually used a 6-inch on a leadhead style and did very well. He had like his biggest was like 9-something.
Wow.
And but I like to use them on a weighted swim bait hook.
Okay.
So, like, the 5-inch will fit a 7-0 Gamakatsu perfectly.
Oh, yeah, okay. Like you use on saltwater.
I'm telling you, it's a mirrored
image.
Same thing. It really is. It's amazing. And
and
the 4-inch, the newest is the 4-inch, and that'll fit a 3-0 Gamakatsu.
Okay.
Like a glove, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful marriage.
Yeah. It's so much fun to fish those weedless. And I'm looking forward for the kelp to come back. And be able to really fish those weedless the way they're meant to be fished.
That's where
right
my heart is.
Thick, right?
That's where my heart is,
it's
Pete.
So
seriously.
Fun.
watch those things just explode from underneath the kelp.
Yeah, explode.
I mean, does it get any better than that? I don't know.
That's honestly where my heart and passion is. Yeah. It started with the slug and drawing the bites with the reactionary bites like that, and then the weedless swim bait making it easier and a lot of fun.
You make so many great baits, though, like your Viejo.
Yeah.
Love that 7-inch. It's 7-inch Viejo?
Well, there's a 5, 7, and 9.
9, yeah. That 7-inch Viejo is like my go-to. Like, going down to Cedros and fishing down there, whether there's kelp or not.
They eat it.
They eat that Viejo.
Yeah, you get it down. And the beauty of that, the 7-inch, is I have so many people tell me their new discovery with a 7-inch, Pete. Their new discovery, and I've heard it 100 times, is when it gets all chewed up in the front, they can cut it off and make a whole new bait, and now it's 6-inch, right?
It's a 6-inch,
Then it happens again, and now it's a 5-inch.
Yeah.
So they can actually reuse that 7-inch in the 3 different times and get their money's worth, right?
Yeah. Ron Lane's favorite color, Christmas tree. He says that's his Cedros color, you know. And he's like, we went into one of the Fisherman's Landing Tackle, and they were out of Christmas tree. He was devastated, absolutely devastated. I go, wait a minute, Ron. When I was a Cedros, this color right here worked. It was like a brown.
With an orange belly.
The orange belly.
Yeah,
I said,
right.
Try these. And he said, oh, yeah, those work great, too. Yeah,
his new favorite.
Yeah, new favorite, yeah.
Oh.
Hey, look who's on the line. Pro staffer for not only MC Swim Baits, but Shimano, Benny Florentino. What's up, Benny?
Hey, good morning, guys. Corey, B.
Good morning,
Benny.
Hey, I'm just, we're headed out from Mission Bay on our way down to Ensenada, the Marina Corral, and I heard Corey on the radio, and I thought I'd have to stop by. I'm going down to the corral with Justin Hugron and Randy Spicer of Kicker Jig, and I'm taking this box of 4-inch new swim baits, weedless baits that Corey gave me, and a number of other baits, and we're going to go fish the beaches and do, speaking of calico bass, try to get into some calico fall fishing down in Ensenada.
Oh, and you know what's interesting? It'll be I'll be really looking forward to that report because the water's been cooler on the coast down there, and the kelp seems to be pretty flourishing along the coast down there, right?
Yeah, roger that. Well, you know, I'll be on the show in a couple of weeks, so I'll give you a full report. But, you know, right now I'm just inside the Coronados. We're about 50 miles out from the corral, and I'm reading 66.8. So, it's a little chilly up here, and we'll see what it looks like down there. But, hey, Corey, thanks for the baits, that 6-inch weedless. If you guys haven't tried them, that bait has just been killing it at the island and on the beach. I can't thank you enough for the baits and support. And allowing me to put good use to the swim baits, but we're gonna test some new product with Kicker, and take a few photos of some new Shimano gear, and we're just gonna put it to the test. You know, our weekend, and if you haven't done it, anglers, the riding the boat down there, it's 70 miles from Mission Bay. Riding the boat from Mission Bay to the corral is about 70 miles, and there's a ton of coastline. For example, today we're gonna fish up to the hotel. Tomorrow we're going to fish south Punta Bond area, and then on Monday on the way home we're going to swing outside, try to catch some of that tuna and fish some yellows, and then head home to Mission.
Man, it sounds like you have perfect weather window too, Benny. I mean, the weather for the next 3, 4, 5 days is going to be epic, right?
Yeah, roger that. We weather's already, you know, coming out of the harbor. I was a little, we had that mixed swell, but
right.
It's starting to settle down. Got maybe about 10 right now. Out of the looks like the south, out of the west. So we're calling for really great weather. So we're looking forward to it, and can't wait to get your report again. I'm with the Kicker Jig guys. We're gonna throw some iron at some of those big calicos and try to hook a couple of nice yellows at Totos, and then swing outside and catch a few tuna on the plug.
Sweet. Hey, we talked about the entry into Ensenada. How did you get that accomplished? Getting your FMM, getting your temporary importation permit. How was that? I know the guys at the corral, Fido and such, helped facilitate that. Did you get that all finished?
Yes, that's all done. You can do that right, you know, either online or you can work it out with the hotel. Fido can get you squared away, take you down to the Harbor Master, get that all squared away. If you didn't buy a license, we bought breakfast at Dana Landing, and then bought Mexican license down there. So John and Steven, at the guys at Dana Landing, will definitely take care of you, and also, you know, get a hot breakfast burrito or sandwich on the way down. But yeah, you can take care of it either online or down at the hotel. Talk to Fido. Thank you for that reference, Pete. I appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. And you were able to get the temporary importation permit taken care of, too, that way.
Yeah, roger that. Sure did.
Yeah, one caution, you know, that the Sport Fishing Association threw out this week is that if the boat you're on already has a temporary importation permit, that permit has to be canceled first before they can issue a new one, which is very, very important. So be aware of that. If you purchased a boat that already had one, you need to make sure that that one's canceled before you get your next one, right?
That's true. It has to be under your name. So
no doubt.
Exactly. But anyways, hey, I'll let you get back to it. Corey, thanks again, man. And Pete, looking forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks. And we'll have a report, pretty extensive report for you. And look up on the Kicker Fishing site. They'll have, I'm sure, a few photos and video from our trip.
All right. Fantastic. Great to hear from you. Pro staffer Benny Florentino, Shimano and MC Swim Bait. Kicker Jig, of course. Thanks a lot, Benny. Good luck. Have fun.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Hey, what a great call. Huh?
Oh, that sounds like so much fun.
Off the Coronados. Benny does those adventures.
On his way down to Celso Pleiades and Ensenada. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and that's the cool thing. I know you fished with Benny on those runs out to Clemente, day runs. He runs such an awesome operation. You want the ultimate calico bass adventure. He provides everything. He provides the Shimano gear, the MC swim baits, everything you need.
And if you haven't seen his boat,
yeah,
it's a tank. I mean, it is a huge boat in a freshwater bass style, and it's a perfect boat for the ride to Clemente. And I mean, for those that have ever wanted to dip their feet into the calico thing, Benny's a gracious host, and for a minimal amount of money, you and your buddy can.
It's highly recommended. Right?
You can do what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't hop on like a Shogun skiff trip, which is kind of the hardcore end of things, and you just want to dip your feet into it, Benny is the man.
He is the man. Yeah. CoastalCharters.com is the best way to get a hold of it. Book a trip. Like, no, my favorite time to go to Clemente, November.
It's actually, you know what, starting in November.
Starting
in October, November, December, and actually through the early part of the winter, which you think would be the worst.
Yeah.
It's actually the best.
Yeah. No doubt about it.
Bring it on.
Yeah, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Corey has a wealth of knowledge about all kinds of things. Do we have any, you know, lobster season start next week?
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah. Corey even knows about lobster fishing. He's laughing because he's a wealth of knowledge about so many things. And if you want to join us, we have lines open right now, but that's not going to take long to fill up, so you better get on it. 877-792-1090 and 858-457-1090. And two lucky callers, not one, but two lucky callers today, are going to get a $100 hand-selected set of MC swim baits. What's going to be in that kit, Corey?
Well, for sure, some of the new swimmers, the 3, 4, 5, and 6-inch swimmers, for sure. And those are the ones with the fins and not your traditional swim bait, which is streamlined and clean.
Yeah.
But it's one with anatomically correct with the anal fin and the pec fins. And,
nice.
Yep.
Yeah, going to be awesome. It's $100 set for two lucky callers today. Again, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to take some phone calls, get some reports popping up here. A lot of fishing going on here. The first weekend of fall in Southern California. Stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voices. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
It's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. You know, we're talking calico bass, Tranks, 300 and 400. I mean, I'm telling you, I don't know that there's a better reel that's ever been made for fishing.
One word, Pete, power.
Power. And you talk about throwing the big baits, your MC swim bait, surface. I mean, that Tranks 300 or the 400, either one, you match it with the right rod, like one of those inshore Terramar rods. Power, right?
Power. It's got the cranking power. When you actually hook a fish, you can you have that follow-through power with the cranking power that really, it's like Trinidad. If you've ever fished a Trinidad versus one of the old jig reels.
Right. Along the same concept.
You'll understand the word power.
Yeah, and they fit in the palm of your hand. They're super, super comfortable. But I'm telling you, you've never fished a reel like Tranks. If you haven't tried one, you owe it to yourself to try it. The Tranks 300, 400, or 500, along with an inshore Terramar rod, for inshore, offshore fishing, nothing better at your local Shimano dealer.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here along with Corey Sandin, MC Swim Baits. Lines are solid, Corey. They want to talk to you. So what do you say? Let's jump into it.
Bring it on.
All right. Let's get started here with Kurt calling us from Lakeside. Good morning, Kurt.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Good morning.
Hey, Corey. You know, I won that Friends of Rollo trip fishing to go the one-man charter with you.
Yeah, oh. Mr. Shaw. That's good times. We're going to connect on that, too. So we'll make that happen. And to be able to give to the Friends of Rollo, and that's such a gracious thing that
right.
that
I support
like
them every year.
That's awesome.
And so you gave away a trip.
My question for you is, what's your for fishing La Jolla? What is your ultimate swim bait setup? What reel? What rod? What do you like to use? An 8-foot rod? A 9-foot rod?
Well, from a sport boat, you're looking at longer rods like you're describing. Kirk, it's like an 8 to 9 foot rod and fishing up higher off the water and trying to get make a cast and to do that you need the longer rod from a sport boat. From your private boat, I use Seeker. Actually has a signature series, MC Swim Bait, Corey Sandin.
Oh, yeah, Corey Sandin signature
nice.
Series.
Yeah.
Wow.
So my favorite is the 708, and that's a 7 foot medium action. And just to make it real brief and explain to you, from your private boat, you don't need the long cast. You don't need that kind of distance. So you want to make it happen closer to the boat. So shorter rod for hooking that bigger fish and keeping the fish under control. It all comes into play with a shorter rod. It makes it a lot easier. Trust me.
So are you fishing straight specta with a short top shot, or are you fishing mono height? What do you?
Let me tell you, when the whole slug thing came around, it kind of redeveloped the whole inshore calico thing and fishing weedless and getting these big bites. casting weedless to where we really couldn't fish before. And to get them out, and guys would look at me cross-eyed when I would tell them 80-pound Spectra to an 80-pound leader. They would absolutely do backflips, like, what the heck are you talking about?
Right.
And that's the norm now, is a very short top shot of 60 or even 80-pound. Skiff trips for sure, nothing but 80-pound fluoro. Locally, 50, you know, as light as 40, 40 to 60 in that realm right there, very short. I typically have the knot outside the rod tip when I make a cast. So
right.
it's 18 to 30 inches at the most. And if you look at everything going on, the shock leader, the abrasion resistance, you know, with their teeth, you look at a 5-pound fish or better, and they've got a lot of teeth. And when they inhale the bait, and it's nothing but fluorocarbon in their teeth between, you know, the action of them and you getting them to the boat, you really need that heavier leader. You understand it when you break fish off, and it's always the crazy thing, Kirk, and you're gonna witness it and experience it. It's all in the hook set. Mm-hmm. You don't lose them halfway in. You don't lose them at the boat. Every heartbreak I've ever had has been on the hook set.
And how do you set the hook when you're fishing that bait?
Well, it happens so quick, Pete. It's like second nature. You don't think about it, honestly. It happens so quick. Ideally, is to let them eat it. Like if you're witnessing it, Kirk, and you're going to learn firsthand. But if you're witnessing the bite and that fish is running out of the kelp and grabbing a lure, and I'm the worst at it. I'm telling you, I'm the absolute worst. I'm swinging like a madman. Okay. Ideally, would be to let them eat it, turn their head. And while they're doing that, understand what they're doing. They've inhaled that lure with a mouthful of water, and they're compressing down, pushing the water out the back of the gills, and then you're putting the hook in them, and it's nothing but lip and hook, okay, at that point. Well, it takes about half a second, and I wish you all the luck in the world in being able to control yourself.
Everything.
It is. But here's what I do. To handcuff yourself, Kirk, and those that are listening, It's something I've never done in my life and I couldn't do, but I had to handcuff myself, okay? And because I'm the worst at it, I can teach you, is when I'd make that cast, your worst enemy is to point your rod tip at your lure.
Oh.
Really?
I know. It doesn't make sense, but when you hear what I'm going to tell you, it will make sense. So by pointing your rod tip at your lure and that lightning bolt of a calico comes out running at the lure or a largemouth, because it's the same thing, you can do, you're like a sprung mousetrap. You can do nothing but swing for the moon, right? Well, in doing so, think of your 7-foot rod swinging from in front of you to behind you. I mean, it's 6 to 8 foot of movement, okay? If you bring your rod tip 90 degrees to your cast, and when you get bit, you can't swing, your hookup ratio is 100% better. It's nothing but good because you can... You can't swing. You're already halfway through your swing.
So you bring it to the side.
You bring you 90 degrees to your cast.
Interesting.
Okay?
That's how you wind.
Well, I try to.
Yeah.
You know, I think most of the time I'm more at like a 45 degree angle.
Because swinging is the worst thing you can do on a swim bait.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
The absolute worst.
Yeah.
But the whole reason I'm doing it is I want the adrenaline rush of that bite. I want that calico running out. I don't care if it's 13 inches. I mean, I'd love a 13-pounder, but I'll catch 13 inches all day long.
Yeah.
Okay?
And there's a lot more of those now.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
It's we have such an awesome fishery here locally, and Kirk, you're going to experience it, and your mind will be blown, I'm telling you.
Kirk, you're going to have a great time. I'm jealous, and thanks for the donation, too, to Captain Rallo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rallo. It's a great cause, for sure. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090. Open right now. You want to get through. Been a busy morning. Have a chance to win one of those $200 sets of MC swim boats. There is your chance. Let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, and this report is sponsored by Scorpion Sport Fishing, featuring two of the best boats in the East Cape. A 35-foot cobble yachts, the El Regalo, and a 26-foot twin outboard center console, the Scorpion. They also offer beach fishing. And I'll tell you what, Matt and the professionals at Scorpion Sport Fishing, they're equipped and they're determined to make your fishing dreams come true. Check scorpionsportfishing.com for the finest charters in the East Cape. And let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Buenos dias, Pedro. Hopefully everything's going good with you and you're out there catching fish.
Indeed, we are.
That's cool. Hey, listen, before we get this thing going, put my name in the hat for that $100 MC
okay.
swim bait package.
All right, you got that, Adam? Yeah, Adam says you're in.
Yeah, right. I know where it went in the round file.
El Salto bound. How about that?
Oh yeah, we're going to El Salto. I'm going this year.
Yep.
Or
February. Hey, we need a few of those MC swim baits that work really good in there. So, and put the good word in, would you?
I know a guy.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Hey,
good,
now, is that trip sold out, by the way, Castman?
Yeah. Matter of fact, Gary Vodder took that last spot. And
he's going. Oh, no. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know. We had to do something. But I'm sacrificing myself. I'm actually fishing with him.
Wow, you are. That's Castman. You're the hero.
I know it. Anyway, hey, we had Hurricane Norma down off the coast of Baja in mainland Mexico, and good thing about it, it sat outside of, quite a ways, but it did create some wind and some swells, and the port closures were closed. I think Cabo was closed for 4 days this past week, and the marina there at San Jose was closed for 3 days. But thank God it stayed out, didn't cause hardly any rain, and like I say, there was wind enough to create some swell to close the ports, but otherwise, looking south of there, there's no current tropical storms there that we have to worry about this week. So let's see what happens in the future. You know, this we're kind of getting into that season. If we're going to get them, we're going to get them. But otherwise, the fishing has been good. The Gordo Banks is producing some big tuna. Not a lot, but if you really concentrate on it, there's I think there was one 300-pounder this past week. There's some fish in there for between 80 and 125. And then up inside the Sea of Cortez there up the Iman, which always holds tuna year-round. Most of it's all football stuff, but they are getting a 40- or 50-pounder up there. A few scattered Dorado in the area. No Wahoo this week. I think there was one in the count there with Gordo Banks Pongas. And looks like the Blue Marlin are starting to come in. They're picking up a few more Blues. Of course, we've got the big Bisbee tournament coming next week. Let's see what that generates, and then of course striped marlin and sailfish are in the area, so guys targeting billfish have a good chance of getting the billfish. But that's about the only report we got this week because of the different storms that are going on that were there that kind of, like I say, just shut down the fishing there because of the port closures. But anyway, that's the report for this week. Anybody wants to join us on any of our group trips there with Let's Talk Hookup, go down to the Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, our Panama trips, our Christmas Island trips, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510, and I'll give you guys a call next Saturday.
Yeah, and just like all of our trips, Cast Man, you got to jump on them because, they're filling fast. A lot of our trips are already full. Panama's full. And
I still got openings on our Christmas Island trip with Ricky, June 5 to 12. Of next year, so that's open, and got some space on that, so give me a call, 800-593-6510.
All right, Castman, appreciate that. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Will do, Pete, thanks.
All right, appreciate that. All right, phones are packed. You still one line open. You want to get through, it's 877-792-1090. Open right now. Charlie in La Mirada, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Pete and guests. My question is, in regards to these swim baits, do they offer a heavier swim bait for a deep type of fishing, maybe bouncing off the bottom like iron or running in the deep water?
Yeah, Charlie, are you referring to like ling cod fishing? Or?
Yes.
So I'll tell you, I have a couple shops up north and Central California, and the 9-inch Viejos, they go through a tremendous amount of them. And when I'm telling you a tremendous amount, I mean, I'm shipping 100 pounds at a time.
Really?
A tremendous amount.
Wow.
And it's for ling cod and rockfish, the shallower water. Shallower being, deeper than 60, 90, but not 200 foot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like our local fishery, a couple hundred foot of water, I mean, you could easily do it with a 9-inch Viejos. One of my funnest ways, and Rick has talked about it too, is the 8-inch slug on a lead head. Is absolutely the most phenomenal lure you'll ever fish like that. And it's the easiest technique. You think, okay, this straight-tailed thing, it doesn't have a paddle tail. It's tough to get across somebody's mind that thinks fishy, right? It doesn't have a paddle tail. It doesn't have a curl tail. There's no means of propulsion in the back. Like, how does it work? Well, when you put a lead head in a slug-style lure, and this is for spotted bay bass or for lingcod fishing, okay, shallow or super deep, when you put the lead head in and you put it in the water and you give it a couple twitches, it's all over the place. It looks so lively. It looks like you've pinned on a 9-inch mackerel and the thing's just darting all over the place. And as you well know, putting a 9-inch mackerel down and having it dart all over the place is an instant bite with a lingcod.
Yeah, they love those things.
So, you know, and it's pretty darn fishy. It really is. And with spotties, too, with a little 4-inch, like I just put some down at Dana Landing, the 4- and 5-inch slugs. It is one of the funnest ways of fishing the inshore for spotties and halibut, and as we're talking here, Charlie, for lingcod, too.
Yeah. Now, so in Central California, they're fishing shallower water, 60 to 120 feet. What about deeper water here where you're going to fish maybe 2, 250, something like that?
I mean, the guys do it. But it wouldn't be my first choice, Charlie. I mean, here I make the product, and I'm right. I want to sell lures, but it's selling a good time, and it's selling a good vibe. And I want you to be able to buy lures again, right? So, like, I've heard them talk about the Colt Snipers and stuff lately, too. And that stuff is streamlined. It gets down quick. It'll get the same bite, too, Charlie. You know, there's enthusiasts that would rather use plastic and do that kind of thing, and I'm all for it. But I'm for function, too, and I want you to be a repeat customer, as most of the MC product users are, you know. And
Now, interestingly enough, on this smaller grade yellowfin tuna, like a lot of people are experiencing, that swim bait's working great.
You know what? I was at Dana and Seaforth yesterday, and two or three guys in each shop were telling me they had their limits on
swim bait.
On the swim bait.
Which color?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's just a bait fish pattern.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. You know, we know the earlier days of swim baits with fish trap, and the Channel Island Chovy was one of the most popular. Well, it's not that it's the best one. It's just that they really had to pick, you know, put a thumb on a particular color, right, to be able to sell
it. That's what they were fishing.
That's what they were fishing.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's just a bait fish pattern.
Yeah.
Creating a silhouette. I've actually had guys do really well with a sardine pattern, almost a transparent clear one.
Wow.
So it's the absolute converse of the Channel Island Chovy, which is a blackback.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And when we come back, more of your phone calls, more reports, more information from this wealth of knowledge, Mr. Corey Sandin from MC Swim Baits. And again, your chance to jump on one of those two sets that he's given away today of MC Swim Baits. Stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voices. Let's talk hook up on the mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor. I'd like to invite you aboard Searcher for your next fishing vacation. Enjoy our air-conditioned cabins and galley, new improved bait tank, RSW system to preserve your catch, delicious food prepared by chefs Charlie and Dan, and a fantastic crew. Our 2017 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Don't be the last to get one, especially now. The all-new Brutus Max Torque from Ace Line Hauler. You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler. It's faster and stronger, so you can get those bugs in the boat. Easy to store and low power draw. The Ace Line Hauler is the highest quality and certainly the best on the market. Just ask a friend who has one. Get the new Brutus Max Torque by Ace Line Hauler today. Buy now at acelinehauler.com.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having their 6th annual parking lot show and customer appreciation day, Saturday, October 14th. This is truly a big event with unbelievable sale prices from all participating manufacturers. Meet reps from Shimano, Power Pro, Seeker, Phoenix, Daiwa, Avet, AFTCO, Accurate, Berkley, Mustad, Okuma, MC Swim Baits, CalStar, Seaguar, and more. Over 20 manufacturers will be there. Take advantage of tremendous savings on fresh and saltwater tackle. Free reel service with minimum purchase. Plus, you can win big as the Longfin shows their appreciation with a huge raffle with hundreds of free giveaways. You will certainly find what you want at unbelievable prices for this one-day-only sale. It's all happening Saturday, October 14th from 7 to 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com. Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's SNAPPINS.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Corey Sandin from MC Swim Baits. Hey, check out our Instagram and Facebook page this morning. I snapped the shot, or actually Adam, our main guy that does everything for us, snapped the shot. In the studio, we have kind of a new development here. We're putting up some banners, and it's a nice shot. Corey and myself sitting in the studio here this morning at the Mighty 1090, and that'll also be our backdrop, not only on our Instagram and Facebook page this morning. You can see that shot in the studio as we sit here. You can also see that when the archives are up. We'll have Adam post the archives after the show's finished, and that shot will be front and center on the archive, so you know who the guest is when you click on that archive. It's all on our Let's Talk Hookup page, letstalkhookup.com. Go to the archives, and you'll see that shot later on when Adam posts, and you can listen to this show again and again, because there's a lot of knowledge when Corey talks. So I have to go back and listen, because I go, now what was he talking about when you, like the swing thing, you know? I go back and re-listen to it. You're always a great, you're really good at making the descriptions too, Corey.
Well, you know, honestly, like I told you, I'm the worst at it. It's setting a hook and
oh, I fish with you. You catch a lot of fish.
Well, yeah, but honestly, I mean, there's a method to the madness.
Yeah, no, I like that. I like that. Here's a guy, speaking of madness, Ron Lane's on the line. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, good morning, guys. Corey,
Ron.
Yoda of Calico Bass.
Yoda.
How are you doing?
Yoda of Good Times and Kayaks, Ron Lane.
Indeed.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I use your swim baits in my favorite color. If you ask anybody on any trip, they know it's red and green. Christmas tree everywhere.
We talked about you already, man. Christmas tree Ron. That's maybe you should call it the Ron Lane special from now on.
Oh, that thing down at Cedros Island is on fire.
That's
maybe
awesome.
It's all the red crabs.
How is the kelp down there? That's a question I have.
Well, the kelp is really slow to come back on that whole, you know, the inward side, it's just not coming back. But that kind of puts a new game on fishing structure with those things and going deeper. And that makes it, that's kind of fun. I mean, when you give those little grumpy guys a head start, you know, not so shallow, it adds a new dimension to it.
Well, you say structure, okay, Ron, and instantly you say deep and instantly I say shallow.
At Cedros, the lucky thing is either one works. It's amazing. You know, big, grumpy guys in 7 feet of water or 40 feet of water.
So much fun.
I just had my personal best calico, you know, what do you call that, tally, and I went 17 calicos for 18 casts,
oh,
and I'm
my.
Just going,
that's
wait
good
a
fishing.
Minute.
And you were with us, Cedros Kayak Fishing, Jeff Mariani and the gang, right?
Oh, giggling like a little girl. Oh, I had so much fun on that trip.
Now, you have you always have fun, Ron, and you have an event going on right now at Fastlane Kayaks that's pretty amazing and a heck of an opportunity for our listeners, right?
This week we just concluded the Veterans Administration Summer Sports Clinic, and that's where all the guys, we put 35 boats on the beach, and then the guys learn to kayak, and then they have a football game in kayaks, and it's just hysterical to watch how excited they get about, you know, trying to catch a pass in a kayak, and it really makes me feel good that I get a chance to do that. But what's good about it is now I've got a whole bunch of slightly used brand new boats that are deeply on sale. I mean, if you want to get an Outback or a Pro Angler at a great price, we've got three different tiers. We've got our Fishing Mission boats on sale, and then we have brand new ones on sale, and we're introducing today we're having a demo day all day long on the brand new Hobie Compass, which is going to be a hit. We opened them up and we sold two the first day.
Wow. And that's a true fishing kayak. That's stable. It's kind of designed like the Outback, but even more stable than the Outback, right?
Yeah. It's sort of like they put a Pro Angler and an Outback in a blender. They got that nice sharp bow with that real wide back end, but it's piercing, so you'll cut chop better. It's got that not a vantage seat, but it's got a really nice seat in it, and the stability and the buoyancy is good. So it's going to be a great fishing kayak, and it starts out at $1,950.
Ah,
I mean that's they went for an introductory Mirage drive. It's just the bomb. Ah. And you can come down. If you're just curious to see what it's like compared to one of your kayaks, just come down and try it today.
You'll have them in the water right there at Fastlane.
All day.
Yeah, all day. And mark your calendar. December 16th is going to be a big day. We're going to celebrate Ron Lane's birthday live at Fastlane Kayaks with a big barbecue for all our listeners, right?
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's good. So, Mark,
not that I'm getting to be older, but no. To get to see everybody and do a live broadcast, that'll be great.
Oh, it's going to be great. So a couple months away, but mark your calendar, December 16th.
Hey, there's one thing I got to say about Corey's baits. I've used other swim baits, but his are the most durable. And I have a great story about Chris Minnick. I was fishing, not at Cedros. We had Ponga'd over on our – they took the kayaks over to Natividad, and where they did have a lot of kelp, where the kelp was really starting to come back last year. And I had only one Christmas tree left, and I used that thing until it was, you know how when you hold them up and they look like, what is that? And Chris Minnick had a butane welder in his backpack, and he welded it back together. And I used it for 10 more fish. It was just amazing. But I got to tell you, Corey, you make the nicest product, and I am so glad I can just go right next door and buy them.
That's awesome, Ron. I appreciate the comments. And
yeah.
Dana has a wonderful selection.
Dana Landing, yeah, right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, and anything we're talking about, Johnny's such a big help. And
yeah.
I mean, if you went in and you're like, what the heck is this slug with a lead head that Corey was talking about, Johnny could put it together and show it to you like right now.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it. Well, Ron Lane, big sale, take advantage. Hobies do not go on sale because they're not allowed to put them on sale unless it's a demo, and that's what you take advantage of right now. So Fastlane Kayaks today, get on down there. How do we find you?
Well, just call the shop at 619-222-0766. We're right across the street from SeaWorld, and we're going to be doing demos all day long. Come down and just try the different models. I think you'll get hooked. And then you'll never buy one cheaper than today.
All right. There you go. You heard it right there. Thanks, Ron.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right. Appreciate the call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back into the phones. Odie from Norwalk. Good morning, Odie.
Good morning, Pete. I'd like to talk to your guest a minute, please.
Please go.
Okay, Corey, on your swim baits, I'm a new angler that fish with lures, okay?
Yes, sir.
What made you decide to go, I know it's a crazy question, to go with lures instead of the real thing, the live bait, because that's what I'm trying to do away with. Just my wife keeps telling me, you got all these lures, and you're constantly buying live bait.
Good question.
Well, Odie,
why a lure instead of bait?
Well, and there really isn't. I mean, a lure enthusiast, whether it's Danny Wade with a surface iron or the weekend guy with his, you know, 14-year-old boy, and they're out trying to, you know, catch spotties or something in a Dana Landing rental skiff, it's really a challenge to catch them on an artificial. And that really, the accomplishment of being able to get a hookup on an artificial is pretty enthusiastic. I mean, it's really, to put it mildly, it's the excitement of the bite. It really is. So I fish live bait for, we talked about it on here before, I fished live bait for 12 years. I worked for Buck Everingham and did it. I lived it, trust me. And there's always a place for live bait, okay? The artificial end of it is, it's clean. I could put everything into a small tackle bag and go fishing.
Yep.
Okay? I could put, whether it's a lead heads or weighted swim bait hooks and a handful of lures and go. When you start dealing with bait, it just adds a whole nother dimension. And there's a lot of times you need it, okay? If you're tuna fishing or yellowtail or anything inshore, there's probably times where you could do better with live bait.
Right.
Okay? Not always, but there probably are a lot of times, Odie. And so it just, you get to a certain, I think, point in your fishing, let's say fishing career or fishing, you know, life that you're like, you know what? I want to get them on an artificial. So whether it's an iron or plastic or whatever it is, it really just adds the spice to what you're doing, Odie.
It's a good way to put it, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. And when we come back, more of your phone calls. We've got our catch report coming up, the fishdope.com report with Captain Mark Wish and more. Stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse, up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalandy.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Hayden Lane from Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking Center, and I want to tell you about our newest, best-selling kayak, the new Hobie I-11S. The thing is an inflatable kayak, but this thing has all the advantages of an inflatable kayak with no sacrifice in performance. It's super wide, and it's super stable. It's shaped like a stand-up paddleboard. It just skims across the water, making it one of our fastest kayaks, and it rolls easily back into its bag. That's right, easily. It's so quick and easy to use, it's become my go-to fishing kayak. My mom and dad just threw a couple in the car and drove up to Mammoth Lakes for a few days and caught a whole bunch of trout. This kayak solves so many problems for so many people. No roof racks needed, no storage in the garage, throw it in a closet, throw it in the back of your car. Most importantly, come down and try this new kayak out. You won't believe how well it works. We do demos every day at our shop right on the water in Mission Bay and would be happy to take you out on it. So call the shop at 619-222-0766 to schedule a demo. Or check us out on the web at fastlanekayaking.com.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check kingfishercharters.com.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are members ships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Vessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them to bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort, because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event? Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.